Welcome in to the special Mother's Day Sunday edition of On Texas Football. My name is Jerry Hamilton, back in Houston, Texas from the road, 10 days on the road. Went to see KJ Lacey and Sarah Land up into Atlanta to see Kevin Wynn and some other prospects, I should say, in that Peach State, and then down in the Florida for a few days, seeing guys like Jamie French, Brandon Brown, Derry Norris, Myron Charles, and Dia Bell. Before we get to our interview, special 7-minute interview with Myron Charles, 4-star defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte. I was just going to go over quarterback recruiting just a little bit here. We're having some dates come out of when AJ Milwee is going to be on the road seeing 2025 quarterbacks, and which are two of them, and the top 26 quarterback targets. So first of all, I was down at Plantation American Heritage on Thursday to see Dia Bell, 2026 quarterback, son of Rajah Bell. That interview's up on Texas Football. Tremendous kid, got a lot of leadership qualities, one of the top 30 or 40 prospects in the country overall. AJ Milwee is scheduled to be at American Heritage on May 20th to see Dia Bell. Then he'll be in May 22nd, I believe is the date. He'll be at San Marcos, California, Mission Hills, other side of the of the country, obviously, to see Troy Hune. Those are the two 2026 quarterbacks with committable offers from the University of Texas. Both of those guys will be at the June 1st Elite Camp. Why is that a key date? Because KJ Lacey committed to Texas at the Elite Camp a year ago. So we'll see which way Texas goes with this. That'll be the Elite Camp throwing for Steve Sarkisian, and then meeting with Steve Sarkisian as well. That June 1st Elite Camp date, AJ Milwee will be going to watch those guys in person one last time here coming up in May. 2025 recruiting, AJ Milwee is scheduled to be at Saraland High tomorrow, May 13th, to talk to Coach Kelly, be at the school at Saraland High, and watch KJ Lacey's practice. Obviously, KJ Lacey, Texas commitment, scheduled to be in Austin June 21st through 23rd for his official visit with his parents, was on campus with his parents for the spring game, April 20th. He's been to Austin about three or four times since he committed to Texas. Auburn, Oregon, USC still in contact, making pushes there with KJ Lacey. Then AJ Milwee was by Duncanville last week. I believe that was on Tuesday, to watch Keelan Russell throw in person. That was the day that Texas, Chris Jackson, Jeff Banks, they were all at Duncanville High School. They all made that trip together to see DeCorian Moore, all the young guys at Duncanville, plus Keelan Russell, the 4-star quarterback commitment in 2025, committed to SMU. Keelan Russell's already made an official visit to Ole Miss. He's got Alabama May 31st through June 2nd. He's got SMU mid-May. He's got Florida June 7th through 9th. Oregon just offered Rashad Samples, son of Reggie Samples, the head coach at Duncanville. His son is now the running back coach at Oregon. Oregon pushing for a visit as well. They'll get an official visit from DeCorian Moore, so something to watch there. Not saying either one's going to Oregon, just that a potential visit date with Keelan Russell and Oregon could happen. We'll see what happens with Texas moving forward with Keelan Russell. They have not offered. As of last week, they have not set up an official visit date. We'll see where all that goes. Then briefly on defensive line recruiting before getting into this Myron Charles interview, Kenny Baker, he's been out and about. He was out and about in Texas. He was out and about. He went to see Josiah Sharman this May period, and he's been down. He was there in Florida to see Derry Norris on Monday at Spruce Creek. I believe Derry Norris is close to locking in the June 21st through 23rd official visit. I was told that when at Spruce Creek when I was down there, maybe Miami and Texas could be the two schools that Derry has his eye on right now. Obviously, Kenny Baker by the school on Monday spoke with Derry Norris, spoke with a couple of family members and the coach at Spruce Creek. So Texas is moving positively in the Derry Norris recruitment. Obviously, went to see Brandon Brown, the 4-star commitment out of O'Galley High. He's going to be back on campus June 14th through 16th for an official visit. Texas A&M trying to unseat USC for that June 21st through 23rd official visit. I think Texas is in a pretty good spot right now with LSU running second, and then we'll see if it's A&M or if it's Tennessee that end up trying to make that third place push and try to work their way up into an upset position. But now it's time to talk Myron Charles, 4-star defensive lineman from Port Charlotte. He'll be visiting Texas June 14th through 16th. He's got Florida May 31st through June the 2nd. He's got Miami June 7th through 9th and Florida State June 21st through 23rd. Florida State's been considered the favorite for a while. I think the gap is closed between Florida State and the competition. Fifth school to watch for is Georgia, who's scheduled to be at the Port Charlotte spring game on Thursday of this week, and they're looking to set up the final official visit. So thank you for tuning in today. Enjoy the conversation with Myron Charles.
All right, on Texas football here with Myron Charles, four-star defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte High. I guess, Myron, this spring, let's talk about the spring practice with Coach. What are you working on to get better right now? Where are you trying to improve your game?
Everywhere, I guess, from like the fundamentals to everything.
Well, if we put on your huddle tape and we watched you, what are your strengths as a player? What do you see as your strengths?
Probably my get off. I think I'm pretty physical.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did you kind of decide? What are you right now? 6'4", 290? Is that accurate? 6'4 and a half?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah? That's, okay. What is, how much have you grown since your freshman year, would you say? Do you remember?
Pretty small back then.
Yeah, pretty small back then. Okay. Small. So was it always football your sport growing up, or yes, did you like any other sports as well?
It was always football.
Yeah. What is it you love about football?
The physicality. I had a lot of family members that played it, so I mean that's kind of in my blood, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But I asked you before, but nobody's played college football in your family tree? Anybody?
Uncles, maybe, aunts? Maybe low. I don't know. Uncles, aunts.
Okay, that were college athletes?
Probably.
Okay. Okay, so kind of what are your goals for your senior season, man? Have you started setting goals for yourself yet?
I guess it's just win a ring.
Yeah.
Do whatever I can to help my team win a ring.
Yeah. Yeah. And so do you take on more of a leadership role this year as a senior?
That's what I'm trying to do. Lead by example.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. And what age were you when you realized, okay, football, this thing may work out for me. I got a chance to do something here with football. What age was that? Do you remember?
I just always enjoyed playing the game. So it's had fun playing it.
Yeah. So it's just kind of one singular point you look at. Okay. Recruiting-wise, you got offers all around the country, right? I believe you have four official visits set right now. Can you take me through who those are?
FSU, yep. UF, Miami, Texas.
Okay, those four official visits. So start with FSU. What is it you like about FSU right now? And I believe you're going there June 21st through 23rd.
It's all really the same. Coaches, I guess, like, I feel like development there at all four of those schools are huge. Just the type of program they have.
Who is it you talk to at FSU? Is it Odell?
Everybody.
Hey, Coach Norvell, everybody?
Yes, sir.
How often do you talk to those guys?
Probably once, twice a week.
Okay. Okay. Then the Florida Gators, I think you're visiting there May 31st through June 2nd. Talk about Florida, your thoughts on the Florida program team and coaches that you talk to.
Same thing. they all know how to recruit.
Yeah.
I sent them at all four of them.
Are there any players at either of the schools that you're close with, you talk with about, you know, anything?
Some of them. UF, Cam Jackson.
Okay.
That's really it.
Okay. And then Miami, you're visiting there June 7th through 9th, I believe. What is it you like about the Canes, man?
I mean, elite coaches, two coaches have been in the league 10-plus years each.
Yeah.
Development there is going to be huge. I guess, like, the possibility to play early, that's huge. It's everything.
Yeah. And who do you talk to at Miami? It's coaches and
– Everybody.
Everybody?
Yes, sir.
Coach Cristobal, everybody?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you talked to Coach Cristobal?
I guess we was up there for the spring practice or spring game.
Okay.
A little scrimmage.
And what about when's the last time you, like, talked to Coach Norvell at FSU?
I think it was Monday, maybe Monday? Tuesday.
What's his message to you?
FSU is just a place to go, I guess.
Okay, so Texas is a newcomer.
Yes, sir.
Right? And you have a visit set up there June 14th through 16th. I believe Kenny Baker was here Monday. Jeff Banks, maybe. What are your thoughts on Texas? Because you went out there for a visit in March, so obviously you liked enough to set an official. What are your thoughts on Texas?
I think they're a very strong program, especially like defensively. Defensive line wise, I mean, you got all the tools you need to succeed, just like those are schools. I just had a blast when I was out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what stood out about that visit? Because that means you'd never been there before, correct?
I guess just, like, the staff. Like, yeah. I mean, I was there for, like, a day. But, like, I had that whole day to just chill with the staff, just chilled.
Yeah. What were your initial impressions of Coach Baker?
I mean, I didn't know too much about him at first, but, like, picking his head, like, seeing like, how they plan to use me and whatnot, guess what I do good, what I need to work on, stuff like that.
How are colleges saying they're going to use you? Is it three tech? They want to play over the ball? Is it a five? Or what specifically are they telling you?
It's everywhere.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you prefer?
Everywhere.
You don't care. What's your ultimate goal in football?
To make it to the league. Yeah. Potentially Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Just to set like a different narrative for my family.
All right, we got to show people how big your hands are. Put your hand up to mine. What are we talking, 10 and a half?
I'm not sure.
10 and a half. I've been doing this a long time. I'll say 10 and a half. All right. So, and then what about, do you know what you want to study in college? Do you any major in mind?
No, sir, I'm not too sure yet.
Okay. What are some of your interests? What do you like to do away from the football field?
Right now it's probably business.
Okay.
Think about something like law enforcement thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And where do you think, last thing for you, two things. When do you want to have a decision?
Probably soon, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, like in the summer?
Probably.
Yeah. Are you gonna for sure go through the official visit process?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then do you graduate in December next year or you go all the way through high school?
We go to December.
You're a December graduate.
Yes, sir.
So then as it gets closer to decision time, what's gonna be important? What are your key factors? What's gonna put a school over the top for you?
Again, like these four schools are my top four for reading. They all do things perfectly. But again, like they're all kind of even right now. So I'm guessing under the OVs, just trying to see something different.
Yeah. And so it's three in-state schools and one out-of-state school. What would it take? I mean, would it be tough for Texas to win that? I mean, how do you look at that process?
It's just like I was lazy setting them up. Like now I'm getting around to setting them up. Probably set up one or two more.
Okay. Who else are you still talking to? Who's pushing for a visit?
Georgia.
Okay.
And like the last one kind of out of LSU and Auburn.
Out of LSU and Auburn. Have all those schools been here this spring? See?
Yeah. Georgia's going to be here spring game.
Okay.
FSU is coming soon. UF been here. Yeah, most of the schools been here.
Okay. Okay. So how important is, so you're going to have mostly SEC schools, then Miami and FSU. Does conference matter at all to you?
No, sir.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you very much. That is Myron Charles, four-star defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte.